China shocked officials around the globe this month when it acted to restrict the production of fentanyl in clandestine labs. The synthetic drugs are blamed for much of the rise in deadly overdoses in the U.S. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the crackdown in China is partially the result of prodding from Senator Lamar Alexander.
The Tennessee Republican joined a delegation to talk trade with the Chinese in October, but the U.S. ambassador to China told Senator Alexander to focus his interactions on fentanyl instead. So the senator's first question to everyone he spoke with was about how they plan to stop all the fentanyl made in Chinese labs from ending up in the mail to America. Alexander described the conversations on the Senate floor shortly after.
We weren't pointing the finger at them, saying it's your problem. We're just saying the only finger we'd like to point is to say you can do more than anybody else to help solve the problem.
Starting May 1st, China classified all derivative forms of fentanyl as controlled substances. In a letter, the ambassador to China told Alexander the action was a direct result from the October meetings. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.